Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study, continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been in it for quite some time. We'll go ahead and finish this series when we get through it, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're now at the 36th chapter and about verse 21. If you'd like to continue with us, 36th chapter and verse 21. And this is where Jeremiah is told to make a scroll. And he had someone else make it for him. He dictated the words. So they went to the king in the court, but they had deposited the scroll in the chamber of Elishama, the scribe, and they reported all the words to the king. Then the king sent Jehuda to get this scroll, and he took it out of the chamber of Elishama, the scribe, and Jehuda read it to the king as well as to all the officials who stood beside the king. Now God told us Jeremiah to write these words on a scroll because it was not allowed for him to go into the temple. Jeremiah was banned. He asked his scribe, Baruch, whom he had dictated the scroll to, read it to all of the people gathered there. Baruch then read it to the officials. And finally, Jehudi read it to the king himself, although the king burned the scroll, he could not destroy the word of God. Now, he burned it because he didn't like what was on it. Many people couldn't burn the Bible because they don't like the content. They don't like, you know, a lot of people, they want to take hail out of it, and they want to take any kind of a judgment or repentance or anything, really, because they just simply don't like to be told what to do. So they want to make the Bible fit their own way of life. And this is the way that they've been for, this way mankind has been for quite some time. They want the Bible to be to fit their way of life, not to for them to fit the way of life for the Bible. So this has gone on for years and years. So nothing has changed, and we find that it's something that's that man just has a rebellious spirit a lot of times, and he rebels against what God has. Let's continue reading. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month with the fire burning in the brazier before him. When Jehudi had read three or four columns, the king cut it with the scribe's knife. This is how violent and this is how rebellious the king was. He had enough, and he had listened to what Jeremiah, the prophet, was saying. He disagreed, and he decided he was going to cut it up with a scribe's knife. He threw it in the fire that was in the brazier, and till all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was in the brazier. Yet the king and all his servants who heard all the words were not afraid, nor did they rend their garments, even though Elnathan and Delilah and Jeremiah pleaded with the king not to burn the scroll. He would not listen to them. You know, he decided he was going to do what he wanted to do. So he threw this scroll into the fire and watched it burn. And this is how he treated the word of God. He did not want to have any truth. He wanted his own words, as to be as thus saith God. He wanted to be his own God. And the king commanded Jeremiah, or Jeremiel, actually, the king's son, Seraiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdil, to seize Baruch, the scribe, and Jeremiah, the prophet. But the Lord hid them. You see, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to do something to them because of this word of God that they had shared. And the God of heaven, he shielded them and hid them. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after the king had burned the scroll that he had made and all the words which Baruch had written at the dictation of Jeremiah, saying, "Take again another scroll and write on it all the former words that were on the first scroll, which Jeremiah, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, burned." And concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, you shall say, "Thus says the Lord, you have burned this scroll, saying, why have you written on it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land, and will make man and beast to cease from it? Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have no one to sit on the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out to the heat of the day and the frost of the night. I will also punish him and his descendants and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring on them and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the men of Judah all the calamity that I have declared to them." But they did not listen. Then Jeremiah took another scroll, gave it to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the scribe, and he wrote on it at the dictation of Jeremiah all the words of the book, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire, and many similar words were added to them. Now, Jeremiah had dictated this word of God to Baruch, his scribe. Baruch wrote it down, took it to the king, and the king burned it. Didn't like what it said. Now, Jeremiah, there was no copy machine back then, so it was very difficult. These things were very, very difficult. It probably took days to get this done because, things were not that easily made or reproduced, copied, whatever. There was no Xerox machine that Jeremiah could just run down to the office and get it copied and or keep a copy for himself. He had to remake everything. And from scroll to dictation, the time, the everything had to be reproduced, redone, and he did it just as exactly as God had told him. And he added something to it also. And the things that he added were those things that we just read, and that he was going to, his body was going to set out in the cold of the night and the heat of the day, and his entire family was going to fall under a curse. And he was going to be cursed because of his disobedience, his dead bodies cast out into the heat of the day, frost of the night. I'll punish him and his descendants as well. God is going to punish the descendants of this man. Now you say, oh, Brother Hansen, why did he punish his descendants? His descendants didn't sin. Well, the third and fourth generation, the curse falls upon, and that's just a matter of fact. That's just the way it's, that's just the way it is. And unless it's broken by the blood of Christ, it continues that way. This is cursed, and in their iniquity, I will bring them and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the men of Judah, all the calamity that I've declared to them. They didn't listen. Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Baruch, the son of Neriah, and the scribe. And he said, he wrote on it at the dictation of Jeremiah all the words of the first book, which Jehoiakim had, of Judah had burned in the fire. And many similar words were added. There were some similar words added we just read. That he, this king had now put himself under a curse. And his body was going to lay out there in on the ground in the heat of the day, in the cold of the night. And this is how it was supposed to be. And it's tragic that this man refused to listen. He did not want to hear the truth. And so many people can't handle the truth. You talk about you can't handle the truth. Lots of people cannot handle the truth. That's why it's watered down. The truth is watered down many times today. Put a little prosperity in it. Put a little this and that in it. A little blessing that, blessing this, blessing that. And put mix a little something with it, you know, that probably has nothing to do with anything. They're going to add something to it because many people do not want to give to a preacher that tells the truth. They have itching ears. They want to hear what they want to listen to. They don't want to hear the things of the truth. They want to hear a few lies with it to make it palatable to swallow. And this is the bad reasoning behind a lot of the preachers that do this. They just simply don't want to tell the truth because of the people don't want to hear it. And you say, oh, Brother Hansen, that you have to do it that way anymore because people don't hear the truth. They don't want to listen. Yes, that's sad, isn't it? That's sad when the truth gets to be to the point that no one wants to hear it. And that's just a horrifying thing, that if you refuse to listen to the truth, a lot of the same things come upon the people as came upon this king. He fell under a curse. You know, if you're not under the blood, you're under a curse. Did you know that? If you're not under the blood, you're under the curse. The curse of the law, the curse of this world, the curse that many people come out of their mother's womb with. It's sad, but it's the truth. And we find out that this is true, not in this life, but the next life. Well, that's our time for today, folks. And if you'd like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And if you'd like to help us with a new transmitter, nobody takes a salary here. And all of the funds go to purchase of a new transmitter. If you'd like to, call us or write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.